anybody who has had to care for an elderly relative, sir, will know that it's hard. It's hard and it only gets harder. And the very last thing that they often want is to go into a care home. They would like to retain as much of their independence as they can. And of course, they want to stay in the familiar and comfortable surroundings of their own home. And whilst this clearly isn't always possible, there's a little bit of a middle ground, and that is where a carer could come into a person's home and offer extra support. So to tell us a little bit more, I'm joined by Usma Syed, who is from Bradford, who runs Care Plus. Hello, Usma.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you so much for joining me. Tell me a little
bit
about...
Thank you for
having me. Thank you. Tell me a bit about Care Plus. What do you do and how long have you been doing it?
So Care Plus Leeds is a new service. We're based in Amley and we provide personal care support to individuals in their own home. We provide 24-hour round-the-clock support as well. We do personal care, companionship, home help and living care for people who need help.
I see. So did you spot a little bit of a niche almost? Did you think, I just talked about this middle ground between staying in your own home and very sadly having to go in a care home. Did you see that there was a middle ground that maybe you could focus on?
Absolutely. Home care is a service that is able to provide person-centered care to individuals in their own comfortable surroundings. Like you mentioned, it's quite flexible and I think it focuses on to provide a much quality, better quality of life for them.
Mm. Yeah.
We're currently working in partnership with the NHS Leeds, where we support enhanced community home care.
Okay.
And we've also been supporting the rehab team to ensure individuals are getting home with a care package in place. This is to support the hospital discharges as well.
Well, this is interesting then because when I first started talking to you, I assumed that generally across the board, if we're talking about home care, we're actually talking about paying for it ourselves. Does this come under the banner of social care?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we've got a contract with the NHS, end of life contract that we provide in the community. We also support the local authority, social workers. We work closely with the rehab team and hospital discharge.
I see. So when people work for you, do they work for you? Are they employed by you or are they different? They're not different sort of freelance people almost.
No, they're employed by us and we do have a lot of various roles available in the health and social care professionals. We have home care workers roles available as well at the Leeds office.
Okay. How do you know, and this is something that I'm sure will be on some people's minds, how do you know that when you invite someone in either your home or in the home of an elderly relative, how do you know that that person can absolutely be trusted? Because at the end of the day, these people are very precious to us and they are also vulnerable. Are the carers vetted in some way?
We have quite a thorough recruitment process that they go through. So we do an enhanced DBS check, we do background checks, we obtain references, and they are placed on a full training course with us. Mm. We also meet CQC regulations to be able to deliver care cert. So it's 15 standards that they need to meet whilst they're working. And we also obtain feedback from our customers. I mean, once they've been placed in a care package, we would do telephone monitoring, quality call checks with our individuals to see how things are going with them.
Mm. And generally speaking, if somebody is vulnerable, they can't look after themselves all the time. How many times a day would you need to go into someone's home? Is it once? Is it three times? Is it the beginning and the end? How does it work?
It's all very individual, and this is based on the assessment that's completed by the health case managers and the home care providers. And they're usually assessed, and if they need four times a day call, so there's usually carers going on Monday morning visit, lunch visit, tea visit, and a bed visit. If there's any need for night support, we would provide night support. If they only need support with medication, so we'll send a carer in four times a day to do medication. It depends on the individual's needs, so we are able to meet their needs in a person-centred way.
And does there become a point then, I said that when you look after somebody who's elderly or in need in that way, it's hard and it can get harder. Is there a point when the decision is made that this person can no longer live independently at all? And is that something, do you look out for that as well?
Yeah. So we work closely with the individuals. We work closely with the multidisciplinary healthcare professionals. This could mean the social workers, healthcare managers, OTs, and we'll have a multidisciplinary team meeting to arrange best possible care for the individuals. We've known that where we've supported somebody in their own home for 24/7 care. And if they wanted to remain home, that would be our first goal, to support them within their own home and comfortable surroundings. I think it's just case by case and it's very individual too. I mean, sometimes we work in partnership with the family members, so they'll do three nights and we can do a couple of nights to support them.
Interesting. What's your background then? How did you get into this?
I've been in care, well, in healthcare for 16 years. I've worked as a registered care manager in Leeds. I manage different home care services and complex care services as well, as well as working for Leeds and York Partnership. I worked for Mental Health Hospital, and I felt there was a point where I felt that I needed to do something, where I felt I want to support people in the way which I felt they deserve to be supported. It was quite an exciting journey with Care Plus. They've been very supportive towards my journey and for me to set up my own home care services. It's doing really well. We've got really positive feedback from our clients. And we've got a really good team that we work together with.
So what's the difference between Care Plus and home care then? How do those two organisations meet, if you see what I mean? I'm just trying to see where they connect.
Yeah, so it's Care Plus, so it's home care by Care Plus. So it's a franchise that I've opened in Leeds.
Yeah.
So Care Plus is they're the owner of the brand, and I've done a franchise with them. So where they support me with anything that I need on day to day basis, rather than me setting a solo company up, I've got a branding name behind me which they've supported me throughout my journey.
Interesting. So if people feel that they might need your services, do they call you directly, or do they deal with their healthcare professionals and then they would get referred to you? How does it work in practice?
So we do have people that contact us directly. We do have private clients. We do have people that manage their own budgets and want us to provide care for them. And we also work closely with the health case managers and social workers. And we could get a referral from the local authority or the NHS CCG.
Do you have a website that people can look at?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely. So if they're going to Care Plus Leeds, all our contact details are there.
And is it Care?
Sorry.
No, I was going to say
Care with a K.
I was just going to say that it's Care Plus, but it's Care with a, it is Care with a K. Well,
Well,
it's been interesting talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little bit more. I'd love to talk to you again. Thank you so much. I've been
Thank you.
You take care. Usma Syed there, who is from Care Plus.